Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings are taken from Psalm 40, Hosea 2 beginning at verse 18, and 1 Corinthians 9 verse 15 to the end. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Our Faithful God.
We'll look at Psalm 40, which speaks of God's deliverance, God's grace in our lives, and God's presence. Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord, my God. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry.
He brought me out of the roaring pit, out of the mire and clay. He set my feet upon a rock and made my footing sure.
He has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and fear and put their trust in the Lord.
Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not turn to the pride that follow a lie.
Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord my God. How great your designs for us. There is none that can be compared with you.
If I were to proclaim them and tell of them, they would be more than I am able to express.
Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but my ears you have opened.
Burnt offering and sacrifice for sin you have not required. Then said I, lo, I come.
In the scroll of the book it is written of me, that I should do your will, O my God. I delight to do it. Your law is within my heart.
I have declared your righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I did not restrain my lips, and that, O Lord, you know.
Your righteousness I have not hidden in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and truth from the great congregation.
Do not withhold your compassion from me, O Lord. Let your love and your faithfulness always preserve me.
For innumerable troubles have come about me. My sins have overtaken me so that I cannot look up. They are more number than the hair of my head, and my heart fails me.
Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let them be ashamed and altogether dismay who seek after my life to destroy it. Let them be driven back and put to shame who wish me evil.
Let those who heap insults upon me be desolate because of their shame.
Let all who seek you rejoice in you and be glad. And let those who love your salvation say always, the Lord is great.
Though I am poor and needy, the Lord cares for me.
You are my helper and my deliverer. O my God, make no delay. Great are the wonders you have made, you have done, O Lord my God. Free us from our sins, O God, and may our sacrifices be of praise to the glory of your Son, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And so we are in the book of Hosea, and against one of the minor prophets, that means it's a shorter books, but it always had a message. And sometimes prophets delivered their message with kind of a practical signs, and we will see that what God asked this prophet to do as a signs, as an illustration, was quite radical. So let's see. I will make for you a covenant on that day with the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the creeping things of the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land. And I will make you lie down in safety. And I will take you for my wife forever. I will take you for my wife in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will take you for my wife in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. On that day I will answer, says the Lord, I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth, and the earth shall answer the grain, the wine, and the oil, and they shall answer Jezreel. And I will sow him for myself in the land, and I will have pity on Lo Ruhamah, and I will say to Lo Ami, you are my people, and he shall say, you are my God. Then the Lord said to me again, go love a woman who has a lover and is an adulteress, just as the Lord loves the people of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and a homer of barley and a measure of wine. And I said to her, you must remain as mine for many days. You shall not play the whore. You shall not have intercourse with a man, nor I with you. For the Israelites shall remain many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or pillar, without effort or teraphim. Afterwards, the Israelites shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They shall come in awe to the Lord and to his goodness in the later days. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our New Testament is taken from the book of Corinthians, a letter to the church there.
But I have made no use of these rites, nor am I writing this so that they may be applied in my case. Indeed, I would rather die than that. No one will deprive me of my ground for boasting. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe betide me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so that not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews I came as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I came as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. But to those outside the law, I came as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I might by any means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable garland, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly, nor do I box as though beating the air, but I punish my body and enslave it, so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so very much, Lynn. A very short reflection, and then Lynn, if something also for you spoke through those reading. I'm about to go to Belgium tomorrow. So just a reminder, if you're watching this, normally we meet on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday, but this week we won't do Thursday because I might not have access to internet from Belgium where I am. But anyway, I'm going there and I will be helping with a weekend away for a church. And they asked me to talk about, well, how do we share the gospel? How do we become a church that reach out to others with the good news of Jesus? And hopefully at St. James, we have explore a course called Talking Jesus and some sessions that kind of builds our confidence with what God is doing in our lives and how we can share that to others. but also how we can be a blessing by having events or services where we can invite people so that they can discover for themselves the meaning of life and what this good news is all about. And in this passage, and I think both readings, is that they all feel a call from God to make a difference. And that difference is to help others, in a sense, return to God or discover who God is. So Paul here says, I do all for the sake of the gospel. He had a special call, and it's not the same for everybody, but he had that call to travel quite extensively, to tell others, to plant churches, community of faith. And often when we think about sharing the gospel, we often have that kind of vision, or let's do a week of outreach, let's do a special events to reach out to people. And often we then try to reach people that we don't know very well, and they don't know us very well. So the weekend I'll kind of challenge the church to say, well, actually God has already sent each and everyone to places where people see us, people knows us, and some of them might know that you go to church or you're a Christian, and they will observe how you live, how you speak, how you react to things, and that might bring, as you seek to live faithfully with God, that might bring them questions. And so for me, evangelism, or being good news, doing all for the sake of the gospel, is more about being aware of where we've been placed by God's grace and be an instrument there. There is this famous passage that speaks about we are the light and the salt of the earth. We are there to shine, to kind of give taste to life, to see the difference that God makes in our lives and how he changes us. And so for me, is to encourage each and everyone to be aware of where we are, to be prayerful to the people we have contact with, whether it's family members, people in our community or neighbors, or even the people we meet when we do our groceries or when we go to the dentist or the doctor, to be grateful for them, for their skills, for who they are, and to pray and to look for opportunities to share something of what God does in our lives. And when we have something in our church that we feel might be a good place for them to discover something about God, to just invite them very simply and allow God to work in their hearts. So this is, I think, all kind of our type of race to run, to be faithful where God has placed us, to be prayerful, to serve, to love, and to invite. And that's about it for me, for my thoughts for today. Anything you want to add, Lynn?
No, not really. I just jotted a couple of things that struck me. Mm. And the first thing I wrote down was Christ is all and in all.
Mm.
And we need to keep connected. That it's his word and not my words. It's so easy to, to make it about yourself when it's mm-hmm. absolutely not. I was just minded, I always plug into the YouVersion Bible, the app, mm-hmm. the YouVersion app, and the morning reflection. And this morning it was from the Bible Project, which funnily enough, you mm-hmm. mentioned yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new video that they put on, and it's about the mountain, mountaintop, and that we are the light, you know, not to hide our light, that we are the light at the top of the hill. So if anybody has that app, they will have already watched it. If they haven't, then if I'd go on to, I think it's BibleProject.com, yeah, Bible, and it's their latest one. And I have to say, it really, really helped me explain Jesus's parable of being a light, and it took us right the way back to creation and how God has used the mountain and the mountaintop experiences of people to find him, to look for him and find him. So, and I guess that, I mean, Jose has always been a bit of a mystery to me, I have to say, the fact that his wife was the lady she was. But again, you know, keep reading it, then the light does. I've never sort of really thought that he took Gomer as his wife, knowing what she was like. And the interpretation is that God takes us as we are, warts and all. And yeah, there's room for us all. So I've gone off piste a bit there, but
no, it's true. And I think in the psalm also is very strong in the sense of it starts with, you know, how faithfully he has tried to be and to express the designs and the purposes of God. But then he says, but forgive all my many sins. And he also at the same time is very much aware of his weaknesses in that psalm, and kind of that reality of wanting to be light and salt, knowing that also we are weak vessels, but it's not an excuse not to run the race as an athlete. If he still has to exercise self-control and training, and he wants to reach the aim.
Yeah,
so let's pray then for our lives, our witnesses, the people we are going to meet today through this week, that we will be a blessing, and maybe a blessing by just being honest, but sharing those mountaintops with God, but also sharing the realities of at times our difficulties and how we experience God's presence in all the realities of our lives.
Mindful of the 23rd Psalm, when you said the mountaintop experiences, that he's with us in the valleys. And so anyone going through a difficult time at the moment, and I include myself in this, that psalm is just a promise to us, isn't it? He's a faithful God. And if we're faithful to him, he's faithful to us. Well, he forgives us anyway, but that's his promise, isn't it? So anyway,
yeah,
we pray.
Let's pray. Last night, Lord, there's been much rain, even storm, and at times our lives might feel like that, stormy and raining and hard. But you never abandon your creation, and you've never abandoned us, even when at times your people in that first reading are far away from your thoughts and your desires, you still reach out. You called that a prophet. You gave him a message. And you made a promise that you want to bless. You wanted to bless your people. But when we choose to turn away, we harm ourselves, and we create havoc for ourselves and for others. Lord, when our storms and our difficulties are our own making, forgive. But when they are the reality of a broken world, Lord, help and strengthen, guide and comfort. We pray for those who are close to us, who struggles with physical health or mental health. By your Holy Spirit, fill them afresh with a sense of hope and the knowledge of your presence.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening. And may God be with you today.